I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. PlayStation, associated with great fun, with obsession, with teenagers, especially males, crowded around together, talking to each other on headsets around the world. PlayStation is a fascination for those of us who are too old to have actually had these skills. The eye-hand coordination to play some of these games is superlative, so much so that I'm sure the evolutionary train of the hominids is going to follow it, and that we're all going to become skillful in the 22nd century at the ability to follow these matrixes. But right now, the matrix is down. PlayStation is down and has been for several days. Why is an open question? What is to be done is an open question. And what about those obsessions? Nick Bilton is the lead technology writer for Bits at the New York Times, and right now he's here to explain what we can so far about what hit PlayStation's network. Nick, I use inexact language because I'm not sure what was hit. There's something called Curiosity, and there's something called PlayStation Network. Are they the same?
They're actually two different things. The Curiosity Network is used to stream video and on-demand movies and audio to people's television sets or PlayStations or to their Blu-ray players that are Sony branded. The PlayStation Network is actually used for gaming, so it's used for people that use the PlayStation 3, which is a gaming device, and then the PlayStation Portable, which is a portable gaming device. They were both actually affected last week when a hacker, or more than one hacker, managed to get into the network, it affected 77 million people.
77 million people, all of them extremely desirable to advertisers and to paywalls. Good heavens, we're talking about the cream of the crop for a spendable cash in the technology world. So the first I report to you, Nick, the first instance I had this is because I follow wiki stories very carefully. Mm-hmm. And my first instance was when a random report came through that Anonymous had hacked Sony because of some question about a person who had hacked Sony or done something in the past, and there was a man's name, and he was being abused by Sony. There was a narrative. And I reported it that night, but it didn't much make sense to me. Now I see that Anonymous, which has been very successful in targeting people who are unattractive to some aspect of Julian Assange, Bradley Manning, or WikiLeaks, Anonymous is saying, we didn't do it. Can we believe them, Nick?
Yeah, I mean the goal with Anonymous is to really get their name out there and to really say, you know, we did this or we did that, and they, you know, they happily take responsibility for the things that they've done, and they usually have a reason for doing them, and when they came out straight away and said, you know, we didn't do it, it's not out of fear that they're going to get in trouble. It's that they're saying, hey, you know, we weren't behind this one. They did say that it could have been people that are familiar with the Anonymous network, but they said as far as they're concerned, it was not them.
All right, hacking. It was hacked. The information is at risk. What information? 77 million people. What are they worried about, Nick?
Well, it's actually a lot of information because it's a gaming network where you can purchase games and you can compete with other people and you can stream movies and so on. And so it's, you know, people's personal information as far as their name, their address, their billing address, some people's credit card information possibly, birth dates, and the list goes on. And I think one of the really worrying parts about it is that there are a number of children that use the network because they play games on there. It's just not clear whose information was taken and what it's going to be used for.
Sony says that it believes that information was taken, and it doesn't confirm it, but there was a lag between when we first had that report that PlayStation was down, and we got it right away because it was on the Twitter feeds, mm-hmm. and when Sony said, we've been hacked. Why the lag?
Well, there's no federal law that says when these companies have to divulge what's actually going on once a security breach takes place, but there are state laws that say that, you know, companies have to notify the FTC and they have to notify their local jurisdiction if an attack happens or if there's a security breach or whatever, but they have a week to do it. And as you can see with the Sony PlayStation incident, it was exactly 1 week later that Sony notified customers, and also with the iPhone and Apple today, it was actually exactly 1 week later that Apple did the same thing. So there's two reasons this happens. One is that these companies are actually trying to figure out what's going on, and they want to make sure that they come out with the right statement. But at the same time, it also gives them an opportunity to really prepare what it is they're going to say and notify their customers accordingly.
The junior senator from Connecticut, Richard Blumenthal, a former attorney general in Connecticut, so he's long practiced dealing with consumer issues, immediately, as I see, objects to this delaying period. He says, why weren't they notified immediately? Which sounds like a practical question. It doesn't sound like he's just making trouble here, because you have a relationship with your customer. You want your customer to trust you if and when you restore the service. Does Sony have an answer?
Well, it's completely true. I mean, you know, Sony was extremely quiet about what was going on for days. I mean, there was a couple of days where there was no comments and they didn't respond to press inquiries, and then there was also a couple of days where there were literally like one or two sentence blog posts on the Sony blog, and people really had no idea what was going on, how long it was going to be down, and they said that the reason for this was that they'd hired an outside security consultant company that'd come in to help them figure out what had taken place. But at the same time, I think that they could have notified customers earlier as to what was really going on.
Is there a Sony person? You know, like we finally found who the president of TEPCO was after several weeks of watching the disaster in Japan. Is there a guy or a gal out there who's saying, I did it, I'm responsible, I apologize, I made these calls?
No, there's not, and that's one of the problems with Sony being such a huge global company. I mean, you know, with Apple, we know it's Steve Jobs. With Microsoft, we know it's Steve Ballmer. You know, you can go through the list. But with Sony, you know, there's the president and CEO of the American division. There's a president and CEO of the Japanese division. I mean, there's, you know, all across, and then there's CEOs above them, and it's just such a large company and corporation that is run in so many different facets that there isn't really, I don't think, anyone that has to be held responsible for all of this. The letter that Blumenthal wrote was actually to Tapper, who is the CEO and president of the American division of Sony, so maybe that's the person.
Now, back to who did this and why, because it's only suspicion right now that information has been stolen.
Yeah.
There always has been the sense that the Chinese can crack anything, and we've seen evidence of their handiwork in the Canadian government, the American government, all governments. And then there's the Russian connection, or some aspect of the Russian connection that is associated with gangland stuff, criminal stuff. Is there any indication that either a Russian or a Chinese network is responsible for this?
Well, we know nothing, really. It could have been a Russian or Chinese network, or it could have been a 12-year-old kid in his bedroom in South Florida. We really don't know anything at this point. And I do know that the reported yesterday that the Sony had reported the incident to the San Diego FBI Division of Cybercrime, so they're looking into it. But other than that, we really don't know. And you know, it could be any possibility. It could be somebody who was just trying to bring down the network, or it could have been someone who was trying to do something much worse.
Does Sony say this is the first time we've been hacked? Does Sony say that we're unsinkable like the Titanic? Or are they making outsized claims like that?
No, they've been hacked before, actually, by Anonymous. The website for Sony.com and PlayStation.com were hacked several months ago. And so, you know, I think everyone has at one point or another has suffered some kind of security breach. I think that the really interesting thing with this, though, is that it affects so many people and 77 million users, and that it's, you know, now over a week and a half and the network is still completely down.
Nick Bilton, writing Bits, chief technology writer for the Bits column in the New York Times, the Sony network is still down. I'm sure all of you out there who understand this and know about this are looking very carefully at this thing called an Xbox. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.